How tall are you, Cody?
Tall enough?
Fuck your face. How tall are you?
5'9", 5'10", depending what shoes or liquor store I'm leaving.
Hmm. Okay. What about 7-Elevens?
Ooh.
Like some of them.
5'7", sometimes, you know what I mean?
Some 7-Elevens, I'm like 6'8", leaving out, because they didn't fucking... Hey, long arm.
Hey, tall guy.
Stretch arm strong.
Put it up correctly?
Yeah, yeah. Do that. Do that thing. You need to do that thing.
Oh, you literally want me to get up and do that.
Because you got you got tallness. Why don't we plan your stuff out
beforehand?
Hey,
we usually do, but he wanted to start fucking early.
Watch your fucking head, bro. Jesus, don't look up in a hat. Are you fucking mad, man? Yeah, we're much better.
We're much better. Motherfucker.
So you're
comes down. I'm just kidding. Let's go.
You're 5'9".
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm 5'10". Some people tell me I'm 5'11".
Aren't you fucking special?
I think I'm 5'10". You're 6'4"?
6'5".
With his fucking boots
with
on.
With your boots on. No, no. With my boots on, it adds 2 inches. So 6'7".
No. No.
Yeah. Dude,
when's the last time you got measured?
I don't
let's measure you right now.
Dude, have you... We've been in a hotel room when he took his shoes off. Like, he literally goes, steps down.
I'm but I don't think your shoes... Your boots put you up to 6'7". Oh. I think your boots put you up to
6'6". They are a 2-inch heel. They're a 2-inch heel, and I'm 6'5".
I think you're 6'4", and you go to 6'6".
No.
I just tried to use a trackpad. I was like, wait.
Why would you do that?
Because for some reason, I thought it was on my computer and not my iPad. I was like...
Stupid sack of shit.
Hey, first off, you're a bitch.
Yeah. Well, oh Lordy Christ,
dude! Come on, bro.
My height on my driver's license is officially 6'5".
Let me see.
Don't you fill that out yourself though?
Yes, you do.
Okay, just checking.
Maybe you shrunk.
You shrunk.
It was cold at work today.
You could literally measure me right now. I'm 6'5".
With your shoes off.
With my shes off.
How long's your dick?
Longer than it needed to be.
Marking erect or flaccid.
Wait, it cannot. Can you measure it when it's not erect?
Then if you can,
yeah, like that's
yeah, I can, I can totally can, I can,
I totally can. It's just would I want to?
It's like that's super.
It's a grower, not a shower.
Oh, it's a turn off the lights grower. If you know what I mean, like don't look directly at it. Evil eye will get you. I was gonna bring this up. You should head over to the Facebook page and you should like it, and then you can comment on stuff and share it.
Like how tall you are.
Yep. You can tell us how tall you are.
Mm-hmm. I want to find the average height of our listeners. All of our listeners. Ever.
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 It's for science. Bill and I would appreciate this.
Speaking of science, head over to Twitter, where our Twitter handle is.
@ComesNaturalPod.
Then you can follow us there. You can tweet at us. We will tweet back to you. We may or may not follow you. Probably not.
We're going to follow you.
We will follow you.
One of us will follow you.
Mike will follow you.
I will follow you.
I don't think Joe knows how to follow people on Twitter.
No.
Joe
don't know shit. And then head over to iTunes where you can like the page.
Mm.
You can
rate
it. You can review it. You can subscribe to it. You
can't like it.
You can share it. You can like it. There's a Facebook like button.
Oh.
Yeah. And all that does is put a thing, hey, I like this on there. There you go. But you could also head over to blogtalkradio.com.
/comesnaturallypodcast.
Ooh. And you can like the page there. You can comment on the page there. As well as you can find all the ways you can download this podcast that you're listening to now, which is weird because you're listening to it now, and other ways. Boom.
See if we sound better on a different platform. See if Joe makes more sense on a different platform.
No. The one of those, yes. The second one, no. Makes
sense. Come on.
To you.
Why not make sense?
See if on iTunes he's really 6'5 or not.
I don't think it matters. So I don't. They hold the phone. No, at least 4.8 inches, I think. Yeah, like, this makes no sense. But speaking of that, comes naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody. I would like to start off with talking about a movie that I think looks hilarious, which I just realized I don't think I sent the trailer to you twos.
What was it?
Dead Aunt.
Nope.
So, me...
Since it's 1,000 trailers, dude, you send the one you want to talk about on the fucking podcast?
Yeah, right? Apparently not.
Huge piece of shit.
All right, so we all know how terrible Sharknado movies are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, this movie is about ants.
Okay.
Giant talking about ants.
Like, the ones you're related to?
No.
Or the ones that come insects. Out of the ground? Okay, the insects.
So, The movie is about a heavy metal band that is on their way to a big festival, much like Coachella, but it's called Nocella.
Oh, God.
Because it's all the bands that weren't popular enough or good enough to get into Coachella. And it has Tom Arnold in it.
That's great.
Yep.
That's a good start.
Yep.
He still does movies?
Every now and then, yeah. And I brought the article I was reading about earlier today because I watched the trailer the other day and I realized I sent it to Eric and not you guys, which is that's dumb. But anyways, because he loves those shitty fucking movies like Sharknado. But in this article, it talks about who's in it, right? So written, directed by Ron Carlson, who did All-American Christmas Carol, which I don't actually know what that is.
It sounds... No.
Yeah, I don't know. But no, it says...
I think I'm confusing it with Christmas Carol.
And stars Tom Arnold... And they always put, you know, in all these articles, these websites post, they always put what they were in.
Yeah.
Right? Can you guess the two credits they chose to give Tom Arnold?
Do they, give us a hint, do they make sense or does it not make sense?
To this movie, does not make sense.
Okay. They said The Stupids and that Freddy Krueger movie he was in.
Okay, so no and no.
Fuck.
Joseph, your guesses.
Try to remember the old Christmas movie that he did. Fuck, what was the name of it?
I don't know. But I was going to say True Lies. Is True Lies?
Is on there.
Yeah. Well, that's his most popular movie he was ever in.
That's true.
So that makes sense. Did it have DMX in it? No.
Well,
look, he's so mad right now.
Don't like you.
Sons of Anarchy was his other credit.
He's in Sons of Anarchy. I don't watch. I've never watched Sons of Anarchy.
I completely forgot he was in Sons of Anarchy.
Was he like a recurring character? He was,
yeah, for two seasons, right?
Two seasons, yeah.
He was a recurring, yeah. That's all right.
Yeah. Has Sean Astin.
Ooh, I'm looking at the cast right now.
So, can you guess what two projects they listed for Sean Astin?
I have no clue.
I know. Rudy and Lord of the Rings.
One of those is correct.
Fuck!
Which one do you think it is?
Rudy.
Incorrect.
Lord of the Rings.
Nice.
Stranger Things, because he's in season two.
Oh. Aw, those cunts.
Right?
What?
Yeah. He's Rudy's in season his two. Most
popular non-
Lord of the Rings movie. Yes, I know. I realize that. I'm it not could have been Click.
Did you throw up just now?
Yeah, same a little bit. Click? I'm good. No, I'm
you
good.
You don't like Adam Sandler's masterpiece, Click?
Click was actually a good movie.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't Spanglish terrible, but it was fucking terrible.
I like it.
I don't like it at all. It's no Bedtime Stories.
So I'm looking up an All-American Christmas Carol.
It's so fun.
Like it's yeah,
it's dumb fun.
I really like Bedtime
Sorry, what
Stories.
Were you saying?
All-American Christmas Carol, it looks like a train wreck of a movie.
First off, sure.
Your leading person is Taryn Manning.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
Beverly sure. D'Angelo.
Beverly D'Angelo? Dang.
Goes down a little bit. Meatloaf.
Oh, we're watching this for sure.
Right?
So here's one for you. Jake Busey's in it.
Oh, wow.
I'm looking at.
Can you guess what two credits they give him?
Oh.
Oh.
I'm going to guess.
Starship? No.
No, fuck your face.
Well, technically, he was in Starship Troopers, yeah. Yes. But it was not it. Ooh, the
Frighteners?
No.
Shit!
I forgot that was him.
Yeah. The movie he most looked like his father? Yes.
Yeah.
Predator 2.
You're so close.
Was that, that was his father.
Yeah.
I'm just...
But you're like, close. Because...
Predators?
No.
Ugh.
Why is that close, Michael?
Oh, shit. Because he's in the... the new Predators movie.
The Predator, yes.
The Predator.
He actually plays his father's son.
Yeah, because...
He plays the son of his father's character from Predator 2.
Gary Busey.
Before he went batshit crazy.
When he was just crazy. He got fucked up by a Predator.
Yes.
Cut in twain.
Hard.
But again, they're listing a credit for something that hasn't come out yet.
All right, so what's his other credit, Michael? And Joe, you can guess too.
Was he?
No, I can't.
Neither of you are going to get this, so it doesn't really matter.
Because I don't even know the guy's movies.
Was he in Wild Hogs? Is Wild Hogs it? No, he wasn't in Wild Hogs. No. It was the other guy. I'm getting confused for another dude. Never mind.
Yeah. From Dusk Till Dawn, the series.
The series?
Yeah. He was in the series?
Yeah.
That's awful. Gross.
Hey, guys, I'm going to eat this candy bar on the podcast.
Oh, awesome. Yes, super, super good idea.
That I finished mine before the podcast.
I'm unwrapping it under the table, and it's still loud as fuck.
It is. I can hear it
Clint very much. Clint is hating you so much right
yes,
now.
Yes, he is.
I'll take a couple plays off.
I will, if this hits actual release in theaters, I want to go see it. And when we get done, we'll watch the trailer. It looks so fucking hilarious.
It sounds like a train wreck of a movie. Like, it's perfectly, yeah. Sharknado type of.
And I will guarantee you, watching the trailer will make you love Tom Arnold even more, Michael.
Not possible.
Oh, possible. Not possible. Possible.
Like, where is your love of Tom Arnold? Like,
on a scale of 1 to 10?
Really love him or super love him?
On a scale of 1 to 10 in Tom Arnold, like, ratings, though.
Oh, then that's a 10.
Okay, there you go.
If you take that to a normal scale, though, it's like a 4.
Okay, this will at least... after you watch this trailer, it'll at least be a 5, if not a 4.5.
Ooh.
Yeah, guaranteed. It'll go up. And you, too. Yours will be like a 1.
Yeah, because...
really think of what anything's been. Was he in Roseanne? He was technically in Roseanne.
He got abducted by aliens.
Remember? He's been technically in Roseanne.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Shit, he fucked Roseanne.
Yeah, he did! And then she stabbed him with a fork.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Legitimately stabbed that motherfucker with a fork.
I'm still trying to remember the name of that Christmas movie that he was in.
I don't think it was in a Christmas movie. You're getting him confused with the weird
guy. Phil Hartman?
No.
Because he was in a Christmas movie.
He was in a Christmas movie.
It was in Mike's favorite Christmas movie. It's not Die Hard.
Oh. At least we're now recognizing that Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
We always have.
Mm-hmm.
We've never known.
I thought
there
was one of us that didn't.
Yeah, but he's not here.
Oh, is that Taj?
Yeah.
Fuck Taj.
I wouldn't, but you can do whatever you want. This poster will help you love this movie more, too.
Wow. Who? Huh. What?
Yeah. So, that's Jake Busey.
No, that's Axl Rose.
That's right? Jake Busey.
That's Axl Rose.
No, Jake Busey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Axl Rose playing Jake Busey.
Oh, and that's Sean Astin.
No way.
Yeah. Right there. Wait till you see it. I watched this trailer, not knowing who was in it. You can see Tom Arnold right away.
He looks like Pennywise in that other movie. You know what I'm talking about. Bless you.
Thank you. So, he does look like Frankfurter. So, obviously, Tom Arnold, you can see in the picture, is pretty clearly Tom Arnold.
Yeah.
Like, right? He looks like a rundown Andrew Dice Clay, but it's Tom Arnold, you can tell. So, I watched it not knowing who's in it.
Or do you mean Andrew Dice Clay?
So, I watched this trailer, and I was like, yo, like, the main dude of this band, I can't pinpoint who it is. Like, I see Tom Arnold, I'm like, oh, I see Sean Astin, I'm like, oh, I'm looking at him, like, who the fuck is this guy? So I pop up the Wikipedia and I look at it real quick, and I was like, oh, that was fucking Jake Busey. He actually looks decent as a human being now.
Bullshit.
Not like, yeah, like, not messed out. He doesn't look great as like being like in good shape.
Yeah,
but he doesn't look like what I thought he was gonna look like. So it's pretty impressive. I highly recommend watching the trailer if you haven't seen it yet. Well, I'll show you a picture from the trailer that loads right on the page.
Oh, wow.
Michael. Yeah. Yeah, legit me. Like it's not Eight-Legged Freaks, but it's fantastic. I'm not even through
all of his stuff, and he's done 5 Christmas movies.
Tom Arnold. Oh, yeah,
he has. 6 right there. There's a 2 of them are TV movies, but...
Yeah, they still count.
With 1 Exit Wounds.
And
technically,
what was okay? I know you've seen them. So, what's your favorite Tom Arnold DMX movie? Because wasn't there like three?
I don't know.
I don't think it's Exit Wounds. I just know of Exit Wounds.
Or, okay, we'll say the Tom Arnold DMX slash Steven Seagal slash weird straight to DVD or very limited release theaters. Because he had a bunch of them, right?
Was he in Romeo Must Die? Romeo Must Die?
Because he was like the common thread between all those movies.
It's the Tom Arnold verse.
Him and Anthony Anderson were in like all those movies.
That's ridiculous. Before he lost the weight.
It's Exit Wounds, by the way.
Yeah,
Exit Wounds. Winner. Or Half Past Dead. Was he in Half Past Dead? Or
I don't see any of those on.
Was he in Kiss of the Dragon?
The one with the needle?
Yeah.
What year Needles. Would that be?
That's
early that 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Because I'm not seeing that.
Are you on, you're on Wikipedia, though, right?
I'm on IMDb.
Oh, shit.
That's got to be right. Yeah, yeah, so I don't know. I don't think he was in that one, but
I only see Exit Wounds. I didn't see any of the other ones you guys listed. Not even Romeo Must Die.
Yeah. Cradle to the Grave. He was in Cradle to the Grave. That was another one like that.
They also had DMX in it, right? Right? Yeah.
Or Ja Rule. I can't remember.
It might be both. They might be the both same person, who knows?
He was in a movie called Jewtopia. That's not good.
I mean, it could be, couldn't be.
His best movie, though? What, Tom Arnold's best movie?
Besides True Lies?
Yeah, I was going to say True Lies.
Yeah, besides True Lies. Because that's like...
He was on Psych.
He was.
God, I don't even think I can say that there's a good Tom Arnold movie.
There is. If he, well, it's not him as the lead, but...
No, I mean, because he's not the lead
in most of these. He's a good number movies. Two or three. Sometimes.
But that's why I can only think of like True Lies. Like I'm literally looking at his filmography and it's not good.
But he has one.
Yeah, True Lies.
Hold on. And you're saying it's not True Lies, the one you're thinking about?
Yeah, because True Lies is like head and shoulders above the other ones. But there's another one
that has a
prominent role.
McHale's Navy.
That one's good, but it's not the one.
Forgot he was in
McHale's. Awesome Powers?
Nope. I'll go with McHale's.
I'll go with McHale's Navy.
I would say that for sure.
That was a fantastic movie.
Hit and Run, man.
Nope. Oh, Hit that's and right.
So he was, good.
It's not. Yeah, you're right. It's not his movie though. He's in that movie. I forgot about that.
Nope. I'm still
I'm with still going with McHale's Navy for sure.
Yeah.
The cover art on McHale's Navy.
If you're going to do a double feature of McHale's Navy, what movie do you go with?
Down Periscope.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. Because it came out at the same time.
And for like a long time, I literally could have swore there were sequels.
I used to get them confused so much. Yeah.
Booyah. That's a dead ant. You should watch the trailer. It's hilarious.
Oh, we will watch the trailer.
I was talking about David listening.
Oh,
just okay. You, Joe. We're not just talking about you, buddy. What other news?
We saw the three other trailers today.
We did see three other trailers today.
How long has the Laura Croft one been in production? Because I didn't even know about that until you sent.
We talked about it a little bit on the show once. They announced it in 2015. They announced the actress in last year, and then they started production. Either late last year or early this year.
I mean, it looks good.
Yeah, because it's based off the new franchise.
It is. Which is fantastic, by the way.
And I like the little nods, like the terrible deaths she has in the video games. Like, hits that one, like the tree log or whatever coming down. I was like, oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, she falls into the
crazy
water.
Bent pickaxe thing that's really prominent in the games.
Which was fantastic. Yeah. There's the one scene where she wakes up. On top of the airplane or whatever it is, or she's crossing the airplane wing. Yeah. Yep. It was fantastic looking.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. I have not played the game, so I don't know anything about it, but it does not look good to me. Like, I was looking at it, and I was like, because
you don't like leading ladies.
Man, no, that's, no.
That's true.
False.
I will false. Say, like,
a lot of cheese on this trailer. Cheese,
yes.
And I was like, maybe it's a video game thing. Maybe they're trying to play it just like the video game, which I mean, it's the first trailer, so I'm not going to jump to any crazy conclusions. But after I watched it, my first reaction was like, oh, I really wanted to like that. That was.
They're definitely.
He's as upset as no Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very glad it's not. That bitch punched a shark underwater in the nose and it swam away.
Yeah, right.
But without one of those weird Laura Croft movies, do we ever get to 300? Huh? Gerard Butler was in one.
Yeah, that's not really what led it to being 300. So
I was just trying to justify it.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Nobody should.
Without Dracula 3000, do we ever get to 300?
No.
Thought he was going to go some different way with that.
Was it Dracula 3000?
Yeah,
no, it was a different one.
Oh, he was Dracula 3000.
Was it 3000 that was in?
He was the 3000th Dracula.
No, he was not.
That's awful. Yeah, I know where Mike's coming
without
from.
Without PS, I love you. Oh. Do we ever get to three? No? Okay, I'll stop now. I'm sorry.
No, you won't. You're going to keep going.
Yes, to Mike's point, I can see where some of the scenes looked fairly cheesy and some of the acting was a little cheesy, especially right there at the end where she's shown holding the famous two guns that she has in the video games.
I'll take two.
Yeah, that was a bit cheesy.
The fuck out of my face. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
But to me, I love those action-adventure types of movies, and that's every single one that you sent us was essentially an action-adventure movie. And so I'm down to see the Lara Croft. That's a movie, right?
That's a movie, yes. Okay. Like, in the theater movie.
Yeah, so the next one that we saw...
Oh, it's Dracula 2000, by the way.
Yeah, get your facts right.
I was trying to punch it up a little bit, make it sound better.
No.
Do you know who he played in that movie?
Dracula?
Who was Dracula in that movie? It's a twist.
What the twist? Bram Stoker.
No. You sound like you had a Bram Stoker there.
Because his name's not Stroker?
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Brad Pitt. Kristen Dunst.
He played Judas.
Judas?
Judas. So Judas's curse after betraying Chris Jesus Alfred? Was to... he went to hang himself, which is what happens in the Bible. But when he did that, God cursed him to live his life.
Oh, yeah. I've,
as the yeah. sun set, he was living for his life forever. Yeah. And yeah. Anyways, yes. So I sent you guys the Tomb Raider
trailer. So the trailer was the first one that you sent, and I watched that one first. I went right down the list. Second one being Jumanji.
Whoa.
What?
Jumanji.
Which we get to see.
Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle.
Okay. Which we get to see more of, like, how it works. So in classic video game fashion, you get three lives, which explains why we saw Jack Black get taken out by a giant hippo in the first trailer.
Also, we get to see the link between the Robin Williams movie and this one.
Yeah, that was a lot.
And that was smart. Too, I liked it because it was, hey, we found this game. And they're like, fuck you, board games suck. And they're like, okay. And they put it away.
Yeah.
And the game's evil enough to where it's like,
found a way.
Yep. Yeah. So it's like dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. Find a way.
Well, it's because we fucked up and put frog DNA in them.
Yeah. Dino DNA. I think of that every time.
Right?
Every time.
Mr. DNA.
For Halloween, I want you to go with that guy painted on your stomach.
That guy is painted on my stomach.
Never mind.
All the time. So we saw that little link to the first one, and there's got to be a direct somewhere in the movie to Robin Williams. I feel like that's going to happen too.
Good, yeah.
Probably.
Maybe.
But what was funny is that the three lives thing gives it a whole nother. Because now you build up attention, like you're going to get surprise deaths.
Well, we got one.
Yeah.
We got one in the trailer.
That was the other cool thing.
Pound cake?
So they pop up the screen. In the movie, they pop up the screen and they can read what their special abilities are. And then, like, The Rock's character, his weaknesses is none, and he gets all goofy smiling about it. And then Kevin Hart's character, his weakness is cake.
And oh, no, so, it's everything, but yeah, like, cake is one of
them. Yeah, like, cake is in there. And you're like, oh, that's weird. And then at the end of the trailer, to tease it, he eats a piece of cake. They're like, no, your weakness is cake. He's all, what? Cake? He's like, am I still black? All right, we're okay. We're good. And then just fucking blows up. And I've never got surprised like that in a movie trailer before. Because right? I was like thinking maybe he'll and die.
Yeah.
The fact that he blew up was one of the greatest things I ever seen.
Explodes like he ate a grenade.
Yeah, it was fantastic. But now what's cool, because it gives it a whole new element with the three lives, is one, you could build tension as they start, you know, the lives start going away. And it'll... And give a sense of urgency to the movie that will kind of, you know, heighten the build. So that's cool. And then you can have a lot of fun with that. So it's a nice, cool, creative way. And then the fact that it's other people are in this world,
mm-hmm.
that which we knew that going in because we saw one of the Jonas Brothers, was flying the helicopter in the first trailer, and you saw The Rock beating people up in like some weird bar thing or something. So, yeah, that looks cool, and it just gives an added element to it.
Because it's a video game, they have NPCs that are in the game.
I can't wait to see just more of the interaction between Kevin Hart and The Rock. Right. Like, it was one of the best parts of Central Intelligence, and this just seems to just add more onto it. You know, hop on my back. Well, I'll get us out of here. I ain't hopping on your back.
I'd rather die. And then you cut to him riding on his back, running through the jungle.
It's like, I think you hand me. I think you're supposed to hand me all my weapons.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, it was fantastic.
He's a literal sidekick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. And the third trailer I sent you this morning was...
Punisher.
The Punisher.
Dolph Lundgren.
No. Bruce
Gossett Jr.
No.
All right.
The television show on the Netflix called The Punisher with John...
I was saying, I wouldn't mind seeing...
It was fantastic. Punisher
movie.
It was bloody.
It was very bloody.
His wife got shot in the fucking head, dude. In their house, it looks like.
Oh, yeah, it was in their house for sure.
Which I don't know why. I mean, maybe because of the Thomas Jane Punisher. I was just expecting a beach scene for them to get taken out.
Yeah, you know.
And so, like, while I'm watching the trailer and I'm seeing his wife and kids, I'm like, all right, cool. They're going to be on vacation, go to a beach. And she's, like, just standing in their, what looks like their bedroom. This dude just comes from behind and blows her fucking brains out. I was like, oh, shit.
I was thinking a park scene. Wasn't that...
That was Ray Stevenson. That was the war zone. That was the
Ray Stevenson
one? Yeah, where they get run over by the car.
What did they set up in Daredevil? Did they set up an origin for him? In...
No, you just know that they died.
You just know that
they died.
So this is where we get...
Yeah.
This is Punisher story. 0 year.
I mean, you get to see it. I mean, he's obviously already Punisher.
He spray paints a skull on his shirt, and he's like, let's fucking kill everybody.
He does do that.
It will be interesting to see who he's going after, because knowing how the Punisher works is that obviously he doesn't try and kill the good guys. But you see at least people dressed in fatigues, which I'm assuming are military.
Did you not listen to the trailer?
I did.
Oh, because it tells you.
Yeah, but it doesn't say, like, this person exactly is this.
Oh, no, but they say that it's he's going after the people who did what they did to him, and they work in the government.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're military people, I'm supposing from what they said
and showed. But it's that, because obviously you're talking about right there the head of, you know, everything, not the grunts on the ground.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got his own, you know, not good soldiers, obviously, like the guy who came in the ski mask and shot his wife in the fucking face.
True.
I do kind of wish, though, that trailer was like red band. Because just
so you can see a lot more blood.
I just want to see what it... I mean, it's going to have it. I mean, fuck, the goddamn Daredevil first season has a guy impale his own face on a fucking fence post, so...
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
As I finished all the Marvel shows on Netflix this past week, it got... All of them just got bloodier and bloodier as it went along.
Yeah, Daredevil set a very, very high bar, and I was like, okay, the other ones are going to be like that. No, they are. They're just as bad.
Like, yeah, just when you get to the end of Iron Fist, and he ends up being impaled on that spike.
Yeah, dude.
And I was like, oh!
Yeah, for sure. Holy spoiler shit. Alert, by the way.
I didn't say who. I just said him.
I'm just saying. Eventually going to figure it out.
Yeah, when see it.
Happens. Just know that someone gets
Jessica impaled. Jones, where what's his name, gets his neck snapped.
Kilgrave, yep.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
And there was another scene in that. Oh God, where he's got the double, where his dad's arms are cut off, and yeah. The one dude's shoving it down the disposal. I was like, oh, can you do that on? You can.
Netflix don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah,
they don't give two fucks, man. No,
it was fantastic.
They're like, yo, what you want to do?
Yeah,
y'all want to have some guy shoving his boyfriend's arms down the garbage disposal?
No, it wasn't his boy. It was Kilgrave's dad.
So, oh, that's right. I was thinking of the condo scene. Yeah,
the boyfriend injected Drano.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
Into one of them, and then I don't know if Kilgrave made his dad chop one of his own arms off, or the other guy just had him chop Kilgrave's dad's arms off. Either way, it was bloody as hell.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, even the surgery scene in Jessica Jones when they had to do like the fucking brain surgery on Luke. They had to go through the eye and shit.
Oh yeah, dude, yeah, that was terrifying, yeah. Right?
Oh man.
Yeah, I know you hate needles, but like going right into the eye. Oof, jeez.
Yeah, bro.
But the other scene in Jessica Jones where the one girl stabs herself in the neck.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so much blood everywhere.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Faux show.
So I can only imagine that the Punisher is going to be able to pick up from the beginning and just be like.
Blood, gore.
Yep. Yeah. Jeez.
I mean, even Daredevil season 2, when the opening scene with the Punisher, what he did, and the camera zooms in through a hole in the guy.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's just.
Where he shoots up that place with the machine
Irish,
gun.
Yeah, Irish mob in it, yeah. And just fucking, the camera like literally pans in through the fucking hole in the guy. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay. So this is how you're going to start the season, huh?
Yep.
Let's roll, I guess.
I like it.
Let's do it. So yeah, those are the trailers I sent you.
And the end of that trailer made me so goddamn furious.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it did. I knew once I saw it, I was like, Joe's me fucking pissed.
Because they do. Did you watch the?
Yeah,
So they have like the little redacted thing, and it's like clearing up for the date, the release date. And I'm like, it's gonna show it. It's gonna show it. And fuck, you're not gonna tell me when you're gonna be releasing this. Fuck you.
Wouldn't it be funny if they're just like, oh, by the way, it's out.
Well, it was
like, didn't.
What was funny about it is like, so when the news posted, like, I got the post saying, "Hey, Netflix just posted the Daredevil or the Punisher trailer on YouTube. Come watch it." And I was like, "All right, cool." And we went over there, and then I came to Coming Soon. I saw it, and then right above it is Netflix October 2017 movies and TV titles announced. And I was like,
"Yes,"
and it wasn't on there.
No.
I was like, well, "That sounds like something they do because they do that shit all the time." We're like, "Hey, here's this season of whatever. It comes out in a week."
Yeah.
Like. They did like Fuller House. They're like, yeah, Fuller House. Here's the trailer for season 3. By the way, it comes out at the end of the month. You're like, the fuck? Like,
why can't they do that with the stuff that I care about, though?
Yeah, I know. They did Voltron season 4. They're like, just announced the trailer.
Already season 4?
Yeah, dude, they're pumping that shit out, bro.
I haven't even finished season 1 yet.
I mean, it's like, yeah, here's the trailer. I was like, oh, cool. And then it's like, yo, September. I was like.
You're like, wait.
This year? Yeah, I was like, that make no sense.
Game of Thrones needs to
speaking of Game of Thrones. Speaking of Game of Thrones,
did I segue?
You did.
Yes.
Game of Thrones.
Fucking Paul Blart over here. You're so mad. He's so mad.
I'm gonna turn your mic off real quick.
Like, well, because we have to burn this episode now.
Yeah, we have to re-record just the two of us.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, we're done recording. Click. Bye, buddy. All right, let's actually start this episode. One of the head writers, Brian Cogman from Game of Thrones, has been approached to work closely with George R. R. Martin on the fifth prequel they're going to plan for Game of Thrones.
I'm sorry, the fifth prequel?
The fifth. So the rumors are right now, the way they're going to do it.
Prequel.
Yes, so did everyone else, apparently. So they've announced, not officially announced, but there's been official word of four with a fifth one no one wanted to talk about just yet. Well, that has come to light.
So do we know what these are?
This is the quote. So So a while back, George R. Martin posted about a mysterious fifth prequel in his Live Journal, which, by the way, he still writes. If you guys don't know what Live Journal is, it's literally a old school blog you can go on and like write just live, post it right away. He still uses it.
Take that time to write a book.
Well, he does. It's just they're way too fucking long. And then so without mentioning by name this gentleman, Brian Cogman, he said HBO announced the names of the first four and will not doubt announce the fifth as well. Once his deal has closed, he's a really terrific addition. However, a great guy and a fine writer. And aside from me and my and maybe Elio, who's another guy, and Linda, who works together, it doesn't matter to them. I don't know anyone else that loves Westeros as much as he does. So yes, so this is how it's going to work with the five prequels they're talking about. So they're spinoffs, but they're going to be miniseries or movies.
Okay.
And one of them is going to be Duncan Egg, who are two hedge knights from that take place during the era of the Mad King, before the Game of Thrones starts. So yeah, it should be pretty interesting to see what they do with it.
Like, I like that we're dipping back into it, and there's going to be more stories for it, different stuff as well.
Yeah, because there's
going to have to continue on.
Yeah, because there's a book out that has a bunch of short stories that are all written around that, but not doesn't have to do with any of the main characters that have to do, because a lot of it has to do with before Robert Baratheon's reign.
And I would like to see the Mad King.
I would too. Actually,
make an appearance in a TV show.
Yep. I mean, we finally got fucking Rhaegar to show up.
Right.
So that's a win for us all.
By the way, not exactly what I thought he would look like. Like, I like the hair and eyes and everything.
I expected funny.
Somebody like just bigger and muscular.
No, because that's the thing. Because Viserion is supposed to, it looks a lot like him, but scrawnier.
Yeah.
And that's why when I was like, I forgot about it. And I was like, oh, they nailed that really well. Like, as I could have swore that was Viserion. I was like, oh, no, that's just a bigger, taller, better built version of Viserion.
Hmm.
Well, I was like, yeah. But yeah, they're supposed, because they're all supposed to look like that. Because that's how their father looked and blah, blah, blah. Mike's bored because we're talking Game of Thrones.
Right, seriously.
No, I'm not bored.
I just saw the eyes glaze over. What am I doing with my life?
I know.
We'll talk about some stuff Mike likes.
All that stuff.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, HBO, that's the only the part of it that has nothing to do with Game of Thrones.
Yeah, this is the segue.
Home box office.
Home box office.
In case you were wondering.
I am wondering, because I'm still wondering.
Has ordered a pilot episode of The Watchmen TV show from Damon Lindelof. Because Game of Thrones is on HBO, and HBO is doing this. So yesterday it was... Damon Lindelof posted a picture, which I and most of the internet misinterpreted, a statue sitting on a table, and the table had scripts laying on them around all the seats, with all the seats, which looked a lot like a table read.
Right.
It was a table read, but everyone assumed it was a table read of actors, but it was actually Damon meeting with the heads of HBO and going over his script he has written. Two parts. So the pilot script he has written, because they needed to see that, and the overall story arc, because no one's going to trust him without getting an endpoint first because of Lost. That'll never happen again. And so apparently after that read, they were so enthusiastic about it. They said, go to pilot, which would have been better if they said go to series, but I think they need to see all the stuff he wrote.
Yeah.
Show up as visuals first.
Definitely.
So, because I mean, I could see how... just reading something is a lot different than doing it.
Oh yeah.
So, and I was telling the guys before we started recording, is it's a common practice amongst HBO as well as other cable networks that when they do a pilot, they'll film the pilot as they would normally film it for television, but they will screen it without any extra stuff. So the sound editing won't be done. The any graphic stuff won't be done. Won't have title sequences. None of that. It'll just literally be just the nuts and bolts of it, and then they can base on what they like or don't like, and they're very big on character, obviously.
Yeah.
So they're looking to see the character development, and the characters themselves are something that they believe people will get behind. Which, I mean, obviously,
I definitely
HBO has done really, really well at.
Yeah.
Because even shows that I didn't think would last that long, like Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
After season one, I was like, no, this is a little too crude and the characters are a little bit too crazy. Nah, people love that shit. And it's like, just, they're like, nope, let's keep them going. You know, like, go, go, go. But they did the same thing with, I was trying to remember the name of it while I was talking. The one, the horse racing with Dustin Hoffman Dustin Hoffman. Mike, do you remember that one?
No.
No.
So they did one season and it was really, really popular.
But when horses kept dying, right?
Yeah, the season two, yeah. When they were getting ready to start, they kept having accidents with horses, like fatigue and I think a horse and if not multiple horses died because of the strain. Because what they had to do is, for television, you don't know, they would shoot the same scene multiple times from different angles. Luck, that's the one, yeah. And because of it, a lot of the scenes were like the horses had to run full out, and it was shot during the summertime, and the two horses were suffering from fatigue, and like one of them died, and they're like,
it was also a thing where they investigated like animal cruelty on the set and everything that, but it turns out it was just like a string of bad luck, with stuff but it was just too much bad publicity at that point, and they couldn't in good conscience keep trying to do the same thing, even though everyone, all the advisors and everything was like, nah, this is just a weird fucking set of circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was odd, man.
So yeah, that's like one of the only ones, but everyone loves season one, but because of, you know, complications, so really they haven't really had cast. Any. Yeah, it was a really good cast. But and like the thing is like they don't make stuff that isn't really good. Like even the stuff that they make that doesn't last as long isn't canceled. It's just that's the way they ran it. Like Rome, for example, was only two seasons, and it wasn't because it wasn't popular. It's because they literally ran their story. They're like, hey, this is season one, this is season two, it's like all we planned. Like,
yeah, which is good,
you know, like because it was,
because then you don't end up with things like Lost.
Yeah, we're just like, you just never have. We need to stretch this out. We have an end point, but like we need to fill in the middle, and like this is nonsense. And
oh, people really like this. Well, we should make more.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep doing it. Yeah,
like I could imagine, like, and that's the hard thing. Like I've thought about this many times. Like a concept idea for television that would have enough in it to let it go long enough where it's not just, oh, this is the idea, hope you like it enough to try to stretch it out. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I want. This is A, and this is B. Eventually, A has to get to B, and I like those two things. So let's elongate this. Let's put some filler in here and somehow make it the show.
Yeah.
So I mean, you like, there's the biggest thing is like, and Mike knows this because Jen loves Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. Law and Order, what makes that work is it doesn't have a start or an end.
No.
It's literally every week is a different thing.
It's serialized.
It's
a monster
of the same thing over. Yeah, it's the same thing over and over, but it's different every episode, but it doesn't have like, yes, there's story, there's character development, there's character stories.
Procedural crime dramas or something like that.
Yeah. So like that's a thing because it's very easy to do, and you just steal from the headlines, you know?
Rip from the headlines. Yeah,
which was a big thing for them to do.
What the hell was that?
Was that your phone? Yeah, weird new alert
noise? Oh, my phone. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
What's the app?
Weird. I have no idea.
I didn't like it.
Right?
You know what it was?
No.
I know what it was. It was fucking Destiny.
Ooh.
Haven't
played in a while. Why not?
It's been a few hours.
Please come back. Please come back. We love you.
No, because I turned usually my phone is on vibrate, but yeah, I turned it on to watch that video when I was in not near you guys. I was watching a video. I was driving home, by the way.
That seems like the time to watch
it. Yeah, it's fine. Doesn't matter. The player wouldn't play audio without my phone being on, like, not vibrate mode. I was like, this makes no fucking sense.
Had a few apps do that.
Yeah, it's so dumb. It's like, get your lives together. But yeah, I mean, the idea of trying to write a cohesive story that's like a real, like, Stranger Things type story and make it more than, like, you know, 10, 12, 13 episodes and then do it again with something like that just seems, like, really daunting.
I feel like it only really works with comedies because comedies, you can just be goofy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like comedies, you have that opportunity.
Funny and silly, and it works. But if you try to do it with like an actual drama or suspense or thriller or whatever the fuck it is, like you need a cohesive start, middle, and end.
Yeah. And because it's, you know, like Game of Thrones, for example, Game of Thrones is based on books. Mm-hmm. So they had a lot of material to get through, and they were thinking they would have more if he actually got to work and put them out before they,
you know, but he don't up. Give a fuck
but he's
about
like,
TV
he's
shows.
He's like, money, money, money. So he's like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to do my thing, you do thing.
Just wearing that weird captain's hat.
Yeah, dude.
Strippers left and right.
Yeah, dude. Just hanging out at his movie theater in Austin and just fucking do whatever he wants to. Because he owns a movie theater in Austin. Where he plays anything he wants, by the way. Like, he literally breaks copyright to watch movies in his own theater. And he has
at that point where, like, the fine's not enough.
They don't even charge him anymore. They're just like, fuck him. Like
he's got,
oh, well.
He basically made that Howard Stern rule. Like,
yeah.
Where Howard Stern would just pay all the fines for, you know, all the profanity on, like, yeah. on his shit before he went to satellite. Yeah. Till finally they're like, well, he's allowed to, but no one else is.
Yeah, so he's like, because guess what happened is he would like show a movie and he would watch it by himself, but then he would like eventually he was getting to a point where he was like, I want to watch it with audiences, like see what they're like, how they enjoy it. So he'd watch a movie, like classic movies, whatever, and he would sell tickets and then he would donate the money.
Oh, okay.
And so he's like, no, like, fuck you. Like, that, like, you know what I mean? Like, okay. And the, it was like, I was like, oh, that's pretty fucking
It's the
cool.
selling of the tickets. Cause to me, it's like, well, I mean, cause, I would just assume this would be, yes, it's probably an actual theater, but I mean, I would assume that it's basically just his house.
Type no, it's thing. Like an actual, like,
no, I know, but multiplex, I mean, even though it is an actual multiplex, I would just assume it to be a part of his house so that if anybody came in,
so he could invite he people.
Have, yeah, but once you said that he starts charging.
Yeah.
Even though he's donating it, he's still making, yep. could be making money.
Yeah, exactly.
Off of it,
yeah.
So
because yeah. you can't just show a movie publicly.
Yes.
So you can't just let people come in and,
yes.
and do it. So he has to charge.
Yeah.
But then he has to do something with it. So because he needs to obviously pay rent and stuff. Not really. Dude's fucking rolling in
right.
money at this point. Also, speaking of HBO, not really. This has nothing to do with that. Two directors. Have recently been approached for, well, and one has been approached. The other one mouthed off that he wanted to do something. So, the director of the recently popular It Chapter One, as we
yeah.
spoke about on this episode on this show, has publicly and vocally said that he would like to adapt a new adaptation of Pet Sematary.
I'm in.
Michael, what do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, right?
Yeah, 100%.
How fucked up that's going to be.
Like, you're seeing it now. If people take a serious approach to Stephen King material, they can make it into great movies. Like, we know that now. It's been done with It. It's been, you know, the TV shows are being taken serious now. It's not low-budgeted TV movie bullshit like the original It was, or like Cujo was, I mean, they caught Cujo right, but also I feel like that could still be done better. You know what I mean? Like everything that he's had made, you feel like could be done better. Especially
better
now
budget.
With
yeah.
better budgets, better graphics, better, you know.
So nowadays, because it's so
they're
easy
able to push
to
the
stuff.
Envelope a little bit more now too. Because I feel like in the past they're trying to dull down his shit and make it, you know. Digestible for wide audiences, and now people are like, whatever, just make
me
your
a good
shit,
movie.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So yeah, Pet Sematary seems like I was trying to think about this too. What would be the next thing? And I didn't think of Pet Sematary. I was thinking along the lines of some other stuff, but Pet Sematary actually makes the most sense to be the next thing that gets made
after
or
chapter
remade.
Two.
Yeah,
yeah.
They gotta finish It first.
Yeah,
because I'll murder somebody. Like the worst way possible. The other one is,
but to be fair though, I would still want to see Cujo remade though. Like really want to see a good Cujo movie, which would be frightening but fun.
It's true. Thor Ragnarok's director, Taika Waititi. I guess his name is.
That sounds racist. I'm calling racist on that.
Oh well, that's what it looks like. Is in negotiations to direct Akira, the live action adaptation of the anime / manga, if you want to call it. That's not really manga. It's not really. It's comic book size. But yeah, so that's a kind of a big thing. Every now and then that pops up with their little head saying, hey, we're going to make it again. But apparently everybody really likes what this guy has brought to
Thor
and the visuals and the way he shot it. Because this one, and we were talking about this earlier, Joe and I were talking about it earlier. He hasn't really made anything big like Thor. His other two movies, real big movies, were independent comedies, and they weren't large scale anything.
No.
I mean, to think that, I mean, obviously studio people from Disney and everybody have seen Thor Ragnarok. It comes out in 2 months. And everyone seems to really like it a lot. Like James Gunn has said, "Oh, it's really fun." I can't remember what he said. It was like, he's like, "I can't wait to see the finished version because I want to see how much more lively or something." He said something like that. So that's pretty cool too. But yeah, so I mean, obviously the visuals, if you've seen or know what Akira looks like, there's a lot of things in Ragnarok you could easily be like, "Oh, okay, I see it. I see it for sure."
But it's such a tonal difference, and that's the problem I'm going to have.
Like the comedy way, like the action funny stuff, or like visually?
No, the action comedy
stuff. Oh, yeah. I mean,
because Akira is not an action comedy.
He didn't write Ragnarok, though.
No.
So that helps. But even though he has a really good... He's still directing in that way.
So what from... Because it's got to be something from this movie or from what they liked in this movie.
Sure.
They think they can transition over.
I'm guessing it's going to be the action itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, just from the trailers alone, there's a lot of like that really punchy, vibrant action. And that's what you need in Akira to make it something.
Yeah.
Because it's a very visual movie.
Yeah.
But just like I could see because of the bright colors, the dinginess to it, because that's how it's supposed to look.
Right.
So I'm guessing that's
futuristic Japan. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm guessing that's what it's gonna be.
I'll see it when it comes out.
Yeah, for sure. If it actually comes out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
This is gonna be another one of those things.
If they do something wrong, it's just gonna be torn to shreds.
Because
the internet's a bunch of bitches.
Well, because they also consider it like the quintessential.
It's like holy grail material.
Anime, yeah.
So if I, because that's the one thing that you guys,
you know, have
been into. Well, no, I'm gonna ask you.
Oh, it's right there.
I've not found anything to be my gateway into
Cowboy any type Bebop. Of
anime.
Cowboy Bebop.
So if there's one thing you would suggest. Cowboy Bebop,
because it's a western and you love westerns.
It's a space western.
And it has a corgi in it named Ein.
It is fantastic.
With sunglasses.
One of my biggest problems with anime, especially getting into it, I'm a little bit better with it now, is the over... No, that's hentai.
Oh, my bad, sorry.
Not anime. Is the over-exaggeration of
features.
So like, you know, somebody gets... you know, surprised or something, that the head gets all big.
Giant eyes.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. So a lot of the anime that I started out with was stuff that did not include that. Cowboy Bebop does have one character that will do it, but
it's not nearly as bad. She's
a side character and it's not nearly as bad. Exactly. Yeah.
Cause like Michael will watch some anime shit and like I'll come home and he'll be watching it. So like I'm not a dick, so I'll let him finish the episode he's on. But like I see
the ginger giant move your fucking ass.
But it's like he'll like that as a nickname if he listens.
Yeah.
Ginger giant.
Hey, we appreciate the listens.
but it's like it's the over emotional, like it's the voice acting bugs me too, like what, like that kind of shit.
So
and I instantly get turned off by it. It's like, oh come on, you know.
And
to be fair, I've never watched anything from a start of a story, so I've never been a part of a cohesive story. I've never given it that much of a chance. But god damn it, it's just so annoying to me right off the get-go.
It depends on what it is. So there's a lot of stuff that's, like Joe's point, where it's that cartoony stuff where, like, you know, like their eyes get all huge and
that's
blah, blah, blah.
That's a certain type of anime. I can't remember what they call
it. And there's a lot of that. And there's serious stuff, too. Like, for example, like Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan is very, very serious. It's also fucking hugely violent. Like, maddeningly violent. Like, people getting chomped in half by these giants and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it doesn't... It has humor stuff in it, but it's not slapstick humor. It's done like a real show... Like, a real thing would be. Just with cartoons. Yeah. You know, so they're not Looney Tuning it up where like someone's head blows up or turns into a wolf whistle, whatever it happens to be. There's that stuff out there for sure. But Cowboy Bebop, for example, in the same realm because it's from the same guy who made it. Samurai Champloo is another good one. It's a samurai one, but it's like infused with hip hop.
It was good.
Fucking rad. Yeah.
Was that the one that Samuel L. Jackson did?
No, so no, that's the next one I was going to bring up.
Yeah. Samurai Jack, right?
No. Samurai Jack is an amazing one.
Yeah, Samurai Jack is but that's not really anime,
technically
though.
An anime.
It's though. Animation. Yeah. But it's not Japanese animation, which is what anime technically has been reduced down to. And now I'm spacing on what that one's called, and there's two parts of that one.
Afro Samurai.
Fantastic one.
Yeah.
As well.
Yep.
But with Akira, it's... The biggest thing with any of these is the suspension of disbelief, like that illusion of like anything's possible, because obviously a lot of it is sci-fi-ish in a way, not because it's, you know, like, oh, it's from space and whatever, right? But it's like it's outlandish stuff, it's supernatural and blah blah blah. So there's this, you like, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, I need to be serious. I'm like, well, first off, it's a cartoon. But also it, like, you can't go into it thinking it's going to be made for kids, because a lot of the ones like Cowboy Bebop isn't really made for kids.
No.
It's got, you know, pretty pictures and vibrant colors and a dog named Ayn, and, you know, but the thing is, the context and what they're talking about is very adult.
Yeah.
So it's not like kids movies here made in America where the content is adult referenced, and so it's there to entertain adults, and then it has the goofy characters for kids to get to because they don't really pay attention to what the words are. They just pay attention to like the funny sounds,
or it's, you know, it's cleverly
hidden, you know? Yeah, so with them over like in Japan for anime, it's not really made for kids. They have their own anime that's made for them. But then there's like the comedy stuff, there's the action stuff, there's the serious stuff. Because then there's anime that mixes the two. For example, Full Metal Alchemist will have those moments where it's tear jerking. Like, you're like, Jesus Christ, like, I shouldn't be crying at this because it's a fucking cartoon.
And that is one of the shows that started softening me towards that type of animation.
But they do things where Ed will say something to say to Ed, and who's the one of the main characters in it, and he'll get pissed and his face will turn red or his eyes will go to weird shapes or whatever. But it's just to show emotion in a way that it doesn't need to be anything else. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just a fun thing to do. But then they even have characterization in their design of their characters too. Cause you have I can't remember his name right now, but the dude that has the giant mustache and all the muscles.
Oh yeah. Like, I don't remember.
He's just outlandish. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, but it's still fun. So, I mean, there's that a lot of stuff, like, too. But I think the real miss in making a live-action Akira is the fact that you should literally make it a shot-for-shot at this point.
And that's what a lot of people are going to want.
It needs to be. Because if you change anything in it, like they do with Ghost in the Shell, people are going to shit on it. Now, Ghost in the Shell was fun to watch. The story was not the greatest in the world, but it was the visuals were really fucking dope and the aesthetics and everything were really fun. But because they changed the story, and it's not because they changed it and made it whitewashed, there's a reason for it. If you watch the fucking movie, people, there's a reason it looks like they did what they did. But it just wasn't what Ghost in the Shell was, so that's where it lost it. But with Akira, because it is that holy grail, you need not to fuck it up, because you will literally lose everything that you ever held dear to yourself. The one thing I wanted to bring up before that, before we got on the tangent of anime, thanks, Mike.
Right.
Is October 9th, Monday, October 9th, will be a football game on ESPN. During that football game, we will get our first full-length story trailer for Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Yeah!
Which is rumored to actually give us the first visual of the title sequence, which will be Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi.
Nice.
Because as of right now, it's still called Star Wars: The Last Jedi. And everyone's like, oh, this is not going to be actually... It's going to canon, but it's not 8. Like, you're going to do 8 later. I'm like, I don't... think that's actually true, guys.
Dumb. Why would anybody think that?
Because it's the internet.
Just look at what they're doing. It's every other year is a story. The opposite years are the continuation of the episodes.
I know.
Well, fuck yourself, internet.
Right.
It's true.
You if they pieces could, they of would. Shit. I mean, you make Star Wars.
No.
No.
No. Don't you say that.
You do it.
Nope. Don't.
You pussies.
Nope. Don't say it. Don't say that.
You fucking bitch.
Nope, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Just antagonize that internet. Yeah, that's awful.
Dun 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 dun.
Oh, we're getting a trailer for the Jack Ryan series on Amazon.
Jack Ryan?
In the next couple weeks or so, right before there's a teaser.
How'd you like the Star Trek guys one?
I enjoyed it a lot.
I thought it was alright.
Yeah. It was a little too
Chris Pine. I should be better about saying stuff, right?
Yeah. I liked him as Jack Ryan. I thought he did a really good job. The movie itself was a little too grand past the Jack Ryan stuff I know, because Jack Ryan's always been more of like the more realistic.
There's been like 15 Jack Ryans.
Yeah.
I exaggerate a bit.
Well, Ben Affleck was one of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Changing Lanes, right, was the one he was in?
No. Was that one? Some of All Fears.
Yeah.
Some of All Fears. I knew that.
I don't know. What's Changing Lanes?
It's the one we did with Samuel Jackson.
It's the one we did with Sam Jackson, where Sam Jackson just fucks.
Oh, no, that's not the Jack Ryan
one. It's not a Jack Ryan one, though.
Yeah, no, that's
also a Sam Jackson. It's just not a Jack
Ryan. Yeah, that's why I was confused.
They came out like back to back
years. It's the other one. What the one that Tyler Perry was? It's that same one.
Oh, that's the other franchise. Yeah.
I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, I can't think of it either.
Alex
Cross.
Yeah, Alex Cross. That's the one. I knew it was one of those franchise ones where it's been multiple people, but not as good as James Bond.
Like Harrison Ford was one, right?
He was Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like yeah.
You had Alec Baldwin was the first one. He played Hunt for Red October.
Yep.
That was a Jack Ryan flick?
That was a Jack Ryan flick.
That's a good movie.
Patriot Games and...
Frantic.
No,
Frantic.
Frantic. Patriot Games was Harrison Ford, and what was the second one that he did?
What's the one? That one right there.
Because it was that one, and then they did Some of All Fears. They rebooted it with Ben Affleck. I can't remember what that other one was. I literally have the box set, the Jack Ryan box set at home.
Doing this, no one knows.
I can't think of it. We
could look it up.
No, we can't.
You guys can look it up,
too. Some questions are better left unanswered.
No, they're not. Right? So the reason I think it didn't really fun because the other ones
Clear and Present Danger.
Clear and Present Danger. That's what it was. Like, for example, those ones, there's this big global thing going on, Hunt for Red October, blah, blah, blah. But it was a very narrow viewpoint of it, you know what I mean? It was very down to earth and very realistic, where it felt like Shadow Recruit was very large. Larger than life, in a way. You know what I mean?
Like, my
view. It went away from that espionage-ish feel.
Well, what I was going to say is that, and that's kind of how his books went. I haven't read all of them, but from the beginning, I read everything up till Patriot Clear and Present Danger. Executive Orders. Sorry. Anyway, so.
Frantic.
No.
This fucking guy.
So, a lot of his earlier books are very. Like you say, they're very they have a global impact, but the story is very narrow and just focuses on a couple. And it's very of things.
Like real life.
Yeah, it's not until his later books start to become more global, more bigger than the life and whatnot. Yeah, so I get what you're saying with that.
Yeah. So I mean, I enjoyed it, but. It just didn't feel the same. I don't know. It didn't feel like that same. I think they tried to make it too James Bondy, in a way.
Where
you know?
His other stuff is more personal.
Yeah. So that's what it made me. Because, like, for example, Patriot Games and stuff. Like, it's very, like, just close to the hip in a way.
It is because it's just an IRA group going after him and his family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like with that, with this one, it was like it just seemed weird because
I thought that was the one where they're trying to take his plane.
No, it's Air Force One. Air Force One. Yeah, Air Force
One. No one likes you, Mike.
I know.
Technically, it could have been Jack Reacher because he, or not Jack Reacher, Jack Ryan, because he does become president at one point.
So that's the only five. It's The ones that we mentioned.
Yeah.
I thought I could have swore there was more. No. Maybe I'm getting the Alex Cross ones mixed up with it.
Well, I was trying to pull up the details because I know.
For which one?
For I was trying to remember his name. Jack Ryan, John Krasinski plays Jack Ryan in the Amazon series.
In the really? Amazon series? Yeah.
I was trying to remember his name. I kept thinking in my head, The Office, and I kept trying to think of what his name was.
Jim Halpert.
Yeah. So
I'm that makes me a lot more excited about it.
And the reason they gave him this is, can you guess the reason why?
Nope.
13 hours.
13 hours. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Leatherheads? Was it Leatherheads?
Yeah, it was Leatherheads. Yep. Where you played a war hero.
I like how you give me like a disgusted look that I reference Leatherheads, but you know exactly what I'm talking about and the premise of the movie.
So I don't. Go
fuck yourself.
I don't know trauma because no one can see my facial expressions when I give you dirty looks. Mm. Now, the ones I say out loud, like, hey, Mike, we're going to shut your mic off now because no one wants to hear from you, those are the ones that the audience is supposed to hear and know that I'm being mean. The other times when you bring up, like, Leatherheads, which isn't a bad movie, don't get me wrong.
It's not actually a bad movie.
It's not what George I thought Clooney. It was, but it was really funny. Speaking of George Clooney,
he's directing a weird-ass looking Matt Damon flick.
So today we saw...
That was hilarious.
The trailer for Suburbicon twice during our double feature. And then we saw... So it was really weird. So in the first movie, this when we saw, we watched American Assassin. The trailers ended with two train movies.
Yeah.
Then we went and saw Mother, and the last two trailers were Matt Damon movies.
Yeah.
Because they did Downsizing and they did Suburbicon.
Both those look so fucking weird.
Yes. They do, but they look funny.
But what's funny about that is they were filmed back to back. So Matt Damon went from making Suburbicon to making Downsizing, I think is the correct order. Might have those backwards. Mm. He looks so different in both those fucking movies.
He does.
Because he gained so much bulk for Suburbicon. He is so
thick in that fucking movie. I'm gonna look like a badass bulk.
No,
like he went like Stallone and Copland. Like
he
just put some cheeseburger weight on.
Yeah, but he's so massive in that movie.
I think because
and well, the, like, it does help with that fucking bike, Jason Bourne that bike that, scene makes him fucking look that way. But because in the last Jason Bourne movie, he was very ripped. Like he got very lean and very ripped. This movie, he just looks bulky. Like he looks. Thick as balls. Like
he's like one of those dudes that was a football player. You know those guys who like
they never lose the mass, but they lose the definition,
and they just get kind of big. But you can tell they're a fucking oak tree. You know what I mean?
Oh shit! I didn't realize that.
Oh yeah.
Look what the title sequence says:
Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan.
They don't steer away from it. They actually say Jack. They actually say Tom Clancy's.
Yeah. It's not surprising. How
could they not?
Well, because the movies were outside the Tom Clancy family. They didn't let them put Tom Clancy's name on them because they were sold by his son. Tom Clancy's a
big fan of The Office.
He is a big fan of The Office.
He might have been.
Yeah, he's dead. So
he's been dead for quite a while.
Let's not pull details into it.
Oh, okay, cool.
But no, that is surprising. I guess I should say that is surprising because at that point. I think Ubisoft owned the rights to calling anything Tom Clancy's. Yep. That's why you have Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands or even Ghost Recon. You know, he died a while ago.
Tom Clancy's the Division?
Yeah, the Division. So they just slap his name on to that stuff that is more of the modern warfare type of thing. Yeah. So to have his name on it from Amazon is a little bit surprising now that I think about it.
Yeah, and I didn't read through this, but like I saw this and I was like, that can't be right. And I scrolled down and I see like the teaser trailer. The teaser trailer they have for it is like legit teaser. Like all it is just the title sequence.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a anything crazy. It's called the $10 bill teaser because it focuses on a stack of $10 bills.
I don't know, I'm getting off subject, but did you ever
watch that fucking Ever Stopped Us Before?
Like watch Money Monster? The George Clooney flick?
No.
Which one's that one?
That's the one with that chick I don't like, Julia Roberts.
Oh,
no, because I didn't the news one, right?
Yeah, we.
I didn't watch that one because Julia Roberts and I did not go see it, and I didn't watch it after that.
The premise of it looked good, and the acting looked.
I like George Clooney movies, but for some reason, I just didn't make it to that one
because of Toothy McGee.
Yeah, Don't mean physical appearance into it. She's just a bad actress.
Well, granted, but I wanted to nullify who it was. Yeah, I do not like her as a person and or an actress. She can say that the first part. I've never actually met her, and she could be a very nice lady. I just don't like her
acting. I doubt it.
I doubt it. I'm the one making fun of her. You're like, no, she's probably a terrible fucking person.
Probably. She doesn't get along with Eric Roberts. Who in this world wouldn't get along with
Eric Roberts? I would go out drinking with Eric Roberts. The stories that motherfucker could tell you. Yeah, just the story. Just I would love to hear stories from Best of the Best.
He did movies with a Penn brother.
You said Penn brother because you didn't want to say it wasn't who everyone wants it to be.
He did movies with the Penn brother. He did a movie with Cheech. He did a movie with Christian Bell and a movie with Stallone. Dude's got stories.
Yeah.
Lotso.
I would like just to hear stories from the time of Best of the Best.
Yeah.
Those stories must have been, like, they had been on coke, like, most of that time.
He had a ponytail. Right? If you have a ponytail.
He had a high ponytail.
Motherfucker, you're on coke.
Yeah.
Faux show.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But faux show, like, I want to. I would like to.
I want to watch a bunch of Eric Roberts movies now.
So, you want to watch Best of the Best, and that's about it.
It's still, too, as much as I love that movie, hey, iTunes, drop the price, you fucking dicks. Like, I'm not paying $14.99 for Best of the Best. Yeah, you
sons of bitches.
That's awful. Yeah,
fix that shit.
Right?
Dude, he's got 480 acting credits in IMDb.
Yeah, man. Dude, he's in all sorts of stuff.
He did a movie with Randy Orton, too. That's how this dude's career stretches.
Yep. That's what you should say and not try to laugh. By the way, The Orville is Fox's largest drama premiere since Empire.
Wow.
They can't get rid of Empire either, so that's a good sign.
I was going to say also... Michael Keaton was fucking amazing in American Assassin, by the way.
He was.
I knew he would be. I'm mad that I had to work today, and you cunts went and watched it.
Yeah.
Real mad.
It was really the plan, too.
Yeah.
No, legitimately, that was the plan. I know. Where it's like, fuck, Mike.
Well, it was the plan, sort of to say.
Yeah. Yes, I get it. Can we move on?
Just from saying,
you guys,
like it was a couple days ago that Cody was just like, "Hey, we're doing a double feature on Wednesday."
And
I'm like,
I need a new podcast.
I said, "Okay." I didn't know what new movies people. We were seeing. I figured, honestly, that we'd be seeing it for 15,000th time.
Two more times,
yeah,
back to back. Let's do it. Which, by the way, Mike, we did not get to see Mother in Cinema 1.
No, we didn't.
It was because Estrella Falls still has it only playing in Cinema 1.
Yeah, I checked that on Thursday when I was like, oh, Mother and American Assassin comes out, let's see which one I'm watching in Cinema 1. I was like, oh, looks like I'm watching it in Cinema 1 again.
Because that's all you get a choice of. Speaking of that, though, the second short for Blade Runner 2049 came out.
I saw it, didn't watch it.
I did not watch it yet.
Yeah.
Because I was going to watch it. But it stars Dave Bautista.
Yep.
Bautista.
So... which when he's what's weird about it is like I saw the picture from it. When he's not Drax, he looks drastically bigger than everybody else near him.
Yeah, did you see those
clothes make you look? Because normal clothes don't fit giant human beings like that.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Everything looks smaller. So when he's only wearing hot pants and fucking knives,
yeah,
he looks like a normal sized human being.
Not normal, but like yoked beyond fucking belief. But when he's wearing ill fitting clothes like he is in the Blade Runner trailer, like it hangs off of him odd.
Gotcha.
And it flows out because his shoulders and chest are so fucking broad, the rest of it just loosens out. So that's what makes him look like a fucking giant.
Because, yeah, he looks like a giant in that one picture that they show, which I can't show you.
What's his fuck through a wall?
Yeah. Which was fantastic to watch.
So good.
I love watching that trailer. There, I will show you this picture. But, yeah, so, by the way, that comes out really soon.
And Eric Roberts has been in so much shit, dude. Just horrible, horrible
things.
Oh,
yeah, dude. It's fun now.
But it's weird because, like, every now and then it's like, oh, that one was really good.
Oh, they have a different picture on here than I was hoping to show you. But yeah, there's a picture of him standing next to Ryan Gosling. You're like, you know what? I don't think Ryan Gosling's a full-fledged human being. Then you realize it's David Bautista. You're like, oh, you know what? Never mind. He's standing next to a human wall.
Yeah, one thing that bothered me, at least from the pictures I've seen of him,
is those fucking glasses
that don't go down over his ears. But it just adds to that whole thing where he looks, it's just ill-fitted.
Everything's off. Yeah. Everything's just slightly off.
Yeah.
Is it weird, like, as a wrestling fan, I'm more invested in his career than I am, like, the average person, because I feel like we got one, you know? Like, when The Rock took off, it was like, yeah, see? You know what I mean? And then, like, we were waiting for other people to do it, but they kept picking the wrong ones.
Yeah.
Not just the wrong ones, but the wrong projects to put people in. Yeah,
well, they tried to make their own, which was an unnatural fit. It wasn't, like, that's not how you should do it. Like, let them start off small. But Bautista went out and just did his own thing and fucking nailed it, man. So, oddly enough, happy for him, even though I don't know him at all. Like, I take this weird sense of pride in his post-wrestling successes.
No, it's just you've been with him for how many ever years that he's been with wrestling. And you've grown attached to him just because of those personalities and you want him to succeed. I get what you're saying.
You know he's doing Escape Plan 2 with Stallone?
Yeah. Have you seen that picture they posted?
Yeah.
Stallone talking about it. It looks like he's high as balls. His eyes are all fucking slits. So I was like, what is he, fucking stoned? Like, what is happening? Like, all right. Well, to make that fucking scene.
Well, did you see that little Instagram video they did?
Yeah.
They put him in that cell. And Bautista, it was a real prison cell. Bautista reached out and he could touch both ends of the cell
with
his arms bent and reach up and touch the roof with his arms bent.
How tall is he?
He's a solid 6'5", probably.
Yeah.
Probably 6'5", 260, 270, somewhere around there.
So we're the same height. Is what? Oh, 6'6". Yeah, we're not the same height. He's 1 inch taller than me. That's scary. I didn't know he was that tall. That is scary.
Tall and wide.
Yeah. Literally. I mean, obviously, I knew he was that big, but... I don't know. Man. Having that extra height, it adds more to it.
Yeah, so I think we're done for this week.
Yep.
Anybody got anything?
Nope.
No?
Escape Plan 3 is already in production. I don't know if that's a... Here's the thing. I noticed that on the Instagram video that Stallone posted recently, he said, on the set of Escape Plan 3, and I was like, oh, he just fucked up, accidentally typed 3 in. But I'm looking at it, and it shows Escape Plan 2... release date in production, Escape Plan 3.
So when's Escape Plan 2 come out?
I don't know.
Because the first one shouldn't have come out.
Cody didn't like it.
It was so bad.
I never saw it.
Dude, just don't waste your time. Oh, you're right. No, it totally says Sylvester Stallone shares videos from the Escape Plan 3 set.
Which I thought he just fucked up.
Apparently not.
Apparently they're filming all their eggs in the Escape Plan basket.
Ooh, does that mean that it's gonna that 2 is gonna span over to 3?
Yeah, looks like it.
Batista's in that one too. Weird.
We didn't even get a trailer for Escape Plan 2 Hades yet, and they're already filming Escape Plan 3 Devil's Station. That's pretty interesting.
I'm gonna go home and watch the Escape Plan
and regret you watched it a second time.
A second time
today.
Try a third time. I've seen it twice.
Because
I don't hate it. Don't really like it,
but don't hate it.
But I don't hate it.
Fair enough.
I mean, it's no Fortress and Fortress 2.
Go fuck yourself.
And on that note,
glamored ass piece of shit.
And on that note,
stick to Highlander movies, you fucking nerd.
Stick to Highlander movie.
Movie one and two.
Let's forget about the rest of them.
Who's in two of them?
Let's forget about the rest of them.
The second one's all right.
The second one's the one everyone remembers, not the first one.
Yeah.
First one's got Sean Connery. No, second one's got Sean Connery, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, second one.
But he's like more prominent in the second one.
Yeah.
Anyways, our producer's giving us the wrap up symbol here, so we're out of here this week.
Important.
Oh, speaking of which, comes naturally, we are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody, and like we always say at this part, you fuckers just came naturally.
Let me eat this candy bar.
Yeah, you are, you piece of shit.